New Way Middle School English. Book 6, Listening Book. Practice 2, Unit 1. 1. Listen and choose the words you hear in the sentences. 1. Did you know the robbery?
2. Have you caught the thief?
3. The old man was very wealthy.
4. Knows Mr. Lee is a great thinker.
5. The house is made of stones.
6. Let's start our search.
2. Listen and choose the sentences which are similar in meaning to the sentences you hear. 1. Both Tom and Mary are right.
2. Either Peter or Ken will go.
3. A recorder is often used in our class.
4. English is taught to them by Mr. Smith.
5. Tom gave Mary some ink.
6. My favorite television program is Sport News.
7. It contains the largest diamond. 3. Listen and write the missing words.
On Christmas Eve, the night before Christmas Day, children's parents usually tell them that Father Christmas will come during the night. Of course, Father Christmas isn't real. In Tom's house, Father Christmas is really Mr. Green. Mr. Green doesn't climb down the chimney. He waits until Tom is asleep. Then he quietly goes into his bedroom and fills Tom's stockings with small presents. When Tom was very young, Mr. Green sometimes dressed up in a red coat. But he doesn't do that now. Tom is no longer young. He knows who Father Christmas really is. On Christmas Eve, the night before Christmas Day, children tell them that Father Christmas will come during the night. Of course, Father Christmas isn't real. In Tom's house, Father Christmas is really Mr. Green. Mr. Green doesn't climb down the chimney. He waits until Tom is asleep. Then he quietly goes into his bedroom and fills Tom's stockings with small presents. When Tom was very young, Mr. Green sometimes dressed up in a red coat. But he doesn't do that now. Tom is no longer young. He knows who Father Christmas really is.
4. Listen and choose the correct answers. One day, Lei Feng was in front of Shenyang Station. She looked worried. Lei Feng went up to her and asked, "What's the matter, madam? Can I help you?"
"I'm from Shandong. I'm on my way to Jilin to see my husband. I bought a ticket this morning, but I can't find it now."
"Isn't it in any of your pockets?" asked Lei Feng.
"No, I'm sure it's lost, and I've no money to buy another one. Oh, dear, what shall I do?"
Then she began to cry. "Don't worry. Let's see what we can do." Lei Feng took the woman to the ticket office. He bought her a ticket and said, "The train is going to leave in a minute. Let's hurry." The woman did not know what to say. She said, "Thank you," again and again. When the train was starting, she suddenly remembered that she didn't know Lei Feng's name yet. One day, Lei Feng saw a woman station. She looked worried. Lei Feng went up to her and asked, "What's the matter, madam? Can I help you?"
"I'm from Shandong. I'm on my way to Jilin to see my husband. I bought a ticket this morning, but I can't find it now."
"Isn't it in any of your pockets?" asked Lei Feng.
"No, I'm sure it's lost, and I've no money to buy another one. Oh, dear, what shall I do?
Then she began to cry. Don't worry. Let's see what we can do. Lei Feng took the woman to the ticket office. He bought her a ticket and said, The train is going to leave in a minute. Let's hurry. The woman did not know what to say. She said, Thank you, again and again. When the train was starting, she suddenly remembered that she didn't know Lei Feng's name yet.